जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 30, the activities of the Prachetas. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O Brahman, you formerly spoke about the sons of Prachina Bodhi and informed me that they satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting a song composed by Lord Shiva. What did they achieve in this way? My dear Bharaspatya, what did the sons of King Bharashat, known as the Prachetas, obtain after meeting Lord Shiva, who is very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the bestower of liberation? Certainly they were transferred to the spiritual world, but apart from that, what did they obtain within this material world, either in this life or in other lives? The sons of King Prachinibadi, known as the Prachetas, underwent severe austerities within the seawater to carry out the order of their father. By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. The Personality of Godhead, appearing on the shoulder of Garuda, seemed like a cloud resting on the summit of the mountain known as Meru. The transcendental body of the Personality of Godhead was covered by attractive yellow garments, and his neck was decorated with the jewel known as Kostubha Mani. The bodily effulgence of the Lord dissipated all the darkness of the universe. The Lord's face was very beautiful, and his head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling, and was very beautifully situated on his head. The Lord had 8 arms, which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages, and other associates. These were all engaged in his service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinara Loka. Around the neck of the Personality of Godhead hung a flower garland that reached to his knees. His 8 stout and elongated arms were decorated with that garland, which challenged the beauty of the Goddess of Fortune. With a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachina Bharashat, who were very much surrendered unto him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me. Those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. Those who will offer me prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. O sons of King Prachina Bhadashat, the heavenly society girl named Pramlocha kept the lotus-eyed daughter of Khandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of the Apsara named Pramlocha with the sage Khandu. Thereafter the child, who was left to the care of the trees, began to cry in hunger. At that time, the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar, within the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl, who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus both the girl and you, the sons of Prachina Bhadashat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. My dear princes, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Thereafter, you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in these so-called heavenly planets, as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. Always engaging in the activities of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. The All-Knower, the Supersoul within the heart of the devotee, makes everything increasingly fresh. This is known as the Brahman position by the advocates of the Absolute Truth. In such a liberated stage, or Brahma-Bhuta, one is never bewildered. Nor does one lament or become unnecessarily jubilant. This is due to the Brahma-Bhuta situation. After the personality of Godhead spoke thus, the Prachetas began to offer him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is the supreme benefactor. He is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice due to ecstasy, the Prachetas began to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord, who was before them, face to face. The Prachetas spoke as follows. Dear Lord, you relieve all kinds of material distress. Your magnanimous transcendental qualities and holy name are all auspicious. This conclusion is already settled. You can go faster than the speed of mind and words. You cannot be perceived by material senses. We therefore offer you respectful obeisances again and again. Dear Lord, we beg to offer our obeisances unto you. When the mind is fixed upon you, the world of duality, although a place for material enjoyment, appears meaningless. Your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respects unto you. Your appearances as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and annihilating this cosmic manifestation. Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your lordship always takes away the devotee's miserable conditions, for your brain plans how to do so. You live everywhere as Paramatma. Therefore, you are known as Vasudeva. You also accept Vasudeva as your father, and you are celebrated by the name Krishna. You are so kind that you always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees. Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because from your abdomen sprouts the lotus flower, the origin of all living entities. You are always decorated with a lotus garland, and your feet resemble the lotus flower with all its fragrance. Your eyes are also like the petals of a lotus flower. Therefore, we always offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Dear Lord, the garment you have put on is yellowish in color, like the saffron of a lotus flower, but it is not made of anything material. Since you live in everyone's heart, you are the direct witness of all activities of all living entities. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. To deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited, causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? Dear Lord, you are the killer of all inauspicious things. You are compassionate upon your poor devotees through the expansion of your Archa Vigraha. You should certainly think of us as your eternal servants. When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart, although the living entity may be very insignificant. The Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? O Lord of the universe, you are the actual teacher of the science of devotional service. We are satisfied that your lordship is the ultimate goal of our lives, and we pray that you will be satisfied with us. That is our benediction. We do not desire anything other than your full satisfaction. Dear Lord, we shall therefore pray for your benediction because you are the supreme, beyond all transcendence, and because there is no end to your opulences. Consequently, you are celebrated by the name Ananta. ¶¶
When the bee approaches the celestial tree called the Parijata, it certainly does not leave the tree because there is no need for such action. Similarly, when we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, what further benediction may we ask of you? Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and on different planets. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. The Supreme Lord, Narayan, is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life, and Narayan is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you and who is your most intimate friend, we were fortunate to attain you. You are the most expert physician, capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. On account of our great fortune, we have been able to take shelter at your lotus feet. Dear Lord, we have studied the Vedas, accepted a spiritual master, and offered respect to Brahmins, advanced devotees, and aged personalities who are spiritually very advanced. We have offered our respects to them, and we have not been envious of any brother, friends, or anyone else. We have also undergone severe austerities within the water and have not taken food for a long time. All these spiritual assets of ours are simply offered for your satisfaction. We pray for this benediction only and nothing more. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerity knowledge, who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than the personalities, also offer, for you are equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence. You are consequently known as Vasudeva. We offer you our respectful obeisances.
My dear Vidura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of surrendered souls, being thus addressed by the Prachetas and worshipped by them, replied, "May whatever you have prayed for be fulfilled." After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him because they had not seen him to their full satisfaction. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. They then saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. "My dear king, at the time of devastation, Lord Shiva emits fire and air from his mouth out of anger. To make the surface of the earth completely treeless, the Prachetas also emitted fire and air from their mouths." After seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes, Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Bodhisman and pacified them with words of logic. The remaining trees, being very much afraid of the Prachetas, immediately delivered their daughter at the advice of Lord Brahma. Following the order of Lord Brahma, all the Prachetas accepted the girl as their wife. From the womb of this girl, the son of Lord Brahma, Naksha, took birth. Naksha had to take birth from the womb of Isha due to disobeying and disrespecting Lord Mahadeva, or Shiva. Consequently, he had to give up all the desired living entities in the Chakshusha Manvantara. After being born, Daksha, by the super excellence of his bodily luster, covered all others' bodily opulence. Because he was very expert in performing fruitive activity, he was called by the name Daksha, meaning the very expert. Lord Brahma, therefore, engaged Daksha in the work of generating living entities and maintaining them. In due course of time, Daksha also engaged other Prajapatis, or progenitors, in the process of generation and maintenance.
Thus ends the 30th chapter of the 4th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, The Activities of the Prachetas.